You're listening to the My Happy Mind Conversations podcast, where we talk all about how you can build your child's resilience, self-esteem, and happiness. I'm your host, Laura Earnshaw, the founder of My Happy Mind, and I am totally dedicated to helping you become the best parent or carer that you can be. We're proudly impacting over 500,000 children now in our programs in schools, nurseries, and homes. And today, I'm going to be sharing some of those tips with you. Let's dive in. Welcome to this first video in A Little Bit of Happy. Now, I want to start by talking about one of the things that is really, really important in order to create a clear mind and a happy mind in the context of homeschooling. And that is ensuring that your workspace, or where your child is going to be doing their homeschooling activities, is prepared, is clear, and is clutter-free. Here's why. There's lots of scientific research that shows that when our environment is cluttered and messy and a bit chaotic, that our mind mimics that. And when there's stuff everywhere, that can become really distracting and stop us from being able to focus on the task at hand. Now, I know we all have different space constraints in our homes, but your task for today, your activity for today, is to be really intentional about creating a space and a place where homeschooling is going to happen. Now, if your child has their own desk, or you're using a space in the kitchen or the dining room, just have a think about these three key areas to help you ensure that the space is fit for purpose and is going to help them to be really focused on home learning. The first thing is to pick a place or space that is as distraction-free as possible. So ideally somewhere away from electronic devices, away from the TV, and any other things that might be around that might distract your children. For example, sitting them on a desk where there's loads of toys and activities is probably going to be a bit of a distraction. So think about a location that is distraction-free. The second thing is to make sure that they have absolutely everything they're going to need for homeschooling in that space. So whether it's pencils or colouring pencils or technology or a charger, whatever they're going to need through the day, as much as you can predict, try and have it there ready for them. This is going to avoid them constantly getting up and also constantly asking you to get them things, which is also going to become frustrating for you. So by being prepared and having all of their resources nearby, this is going to really help the homeschooling to be more focused. And number three, which is arguably the most important, think about how you can engage your child in setting up their space. We want to try as much as possible to help our children feel in control during these challenging times. So helping them to create their own space, whether it's having their favourite water bottle or their favourite snacks, maybe having some things with them that they like to do whilst they're learning, if they're a child who likes to fiddle with something as they're learning, or whatever it might be, if they feel like they have some control over the space, they're going to be one, much happier in it, and two, you're going to be much better able to ensure that they enjoy the experience. So think about those three tips today, and I really hope they help you to set up an amazing homeschooling environment. So once again, number one, choose a distraction-free space. Number two, make sure they have all the resources they're going to need where they need them. And number three, involve them in the decisions around the design of their workspace so that they feel in control. Okay, so I would love to see pictures of your homeschooling setup. You can tag me on Instagram or on Facebook using @myhappymind. I'll be back tomorrow with another A Little Bit of Happy. I'll see you then. Take care.